Pod of Wonder, a podcast where we craft a world using random Wikipedia articles and then play a game in that world. This season, we're going on a wholesome road trip with talking animals.
Podcast talking. Yeah. Not Googling things. Okay, so I think the aim of last episode was to have them going towards one location. We decided that should be some sort of beach town.
Yeah, they were headed to the beach. I guess we don't have to continue in that vein if the articles don't support it or if we just don't want to, because non-linear narrative.
I kind of like the idea of them going to a beachside town.
Yeah, it's a useful bit of guidance, but if we go off in another direction, it's fine too.
I mean, if we get a battleship article, it might actually come in use.
Hey, no. Battleship articles will never be useful.
That was too optimistic on my part. I apologize. Yeah. All right. So beachside town, and we'll kind of play fast and loose with it, using that as just kind of the backbone. Morgan, do you want to do the honors?
Would I roll a D6?
Would you roll a D4 so we can just take the other two out?
Right. Got it. That'll be a 3.
That is theme park.
Ooh.
Beachside theme park. Oh my god.
Okay. I am really okay, cool. So are we ready for rolling articles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, and go.
I can't do this one. No, this is bad. Okay. Yeah. I rolled Tourette syndrome and no.
I don't know whether this is great or terrible. Danny,
Jesus.
How do you feel about this? Morgan, you guessed it. I got Jesus.
Oh my fucking god, are you serious? I just keep thinking terrible things. Like, I got Tourette syndrome? No. And I got a German bombing of Belgrade? No.
You know what, I don't think we're ready to introduce a religious theme, a theme park in this animal world based around their messiah one religious messiah. Let's just not do that one.
Okay. Especially if it's like a backwards ass creationist museum type thing.
that's a bonus Kentucky episode
or wherever. Yeah,
at the end, let's just get trashed and come up with their religion as a bonus thing.
Okay, I got something sort of. It's very on the nose.
You want to go first?
Sure. Okay. So mine is Weymouth, Dorset, which is a seaside town in Dorset, England.
Ooh, okay.
It's in a sheltered bay at the mouth of the River Wey. So Weymouth, River Wey, on the English Channel coast. It has a metropolitan population of 71,611 people. The town is the third largest settlement in Dorset after Bournemouth and Poole. It's a tourist resort, apparently. So, a seaside town. Theme park.
It's a seaside within a seaside. Did that blow your mind? God.
No.
Danny, do you want to take it next?
Yeah. I have a kind of neat thing with a not great name. Compulsory figures.
Okay.
They are formerly a segment of figure skating, which is why the sport is called figure skating, is they're named after compulsory figures. They are circular patterns the skaters trace on the ice to demonstrate skill in placing clean turns. They've been kind of retired since 1990 in competitions due to, I guess, some figure skating related scandals that Wikipedia just calls dirty judging.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
But it's things like circles, curves, changing your feet. Sort of like figure skating basics.
Huh. Mm. I got Ludwigsburg Palace. And it's a giant fuck-all palatial estate in Germany, nicknamed the Versailles of Swabia. It's a 452-room palace and a complex of 18 buildings, 4 wings, some duke made it. It's the most European of fucking European things. I think some sort of like super fancy palace kind of theme park. It's somewhere between French Revolution era, like recreation,
Like if you made medieval times, but about like courtly celebration rather than like fighting and merriment.
Yes, it is 1,000% that, but it is like in the form of a fancy dress ball.
Uh-huh.
Shit, fuck. Did we just decide on this article?
The LARPer in me is real fucking into that. Like I was kind of imagining for mine, maybe like an ice skating type theme park, but since they're kind of arriving in warm weather, it doesn't really like there might not be an awful lot to do there without solid ice.
I mean, I could imagine we could integrate some of, I mean, an ice skating portion into it. It is supposed to be a giant fuck all palace. So, I mean, we could, that could be a portion of it. If you feel strongly about the ice skating, it could be an off season thing.
If we're going full on with like German palace fancy theme park, I think we should stick to just that. There's a lot of wealth to mine, so to speak.
Yeah, we can look into it, but I mean, there's German castles have a history of frivolous nonsense. Schloss Neuschwanstein, the big ass Disney castle. There is an underground, if I'm remembering this right, an underground like cavern theater that he built so his boyfriend Wagner could put on operas. I want him to have a space of his own. I know you can have my fucking basement theater to do your thing.
That's this place's equivalent of like that secret club in Disney World.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Only.
Okay, we're getting too into it. I'll send you all the article and we can go ahead and think about it.
Not for nothing, but being like a long-standing German building, I'm very appreciative of how little the 1930s and 40s are in this article. Yeah, this place was actually used as the site of a war crimes trial.
Okay, we will go to trial, but we have to do it someplace fancy.
Oh my god, this is fucking crazy.
I'm allowed to do that accent, okay. It's the one I can do, okay. It's the one I can kind of do. Start, Jesus, Danny, you're right. It hops like from 1828 to in 1947. Oh, okay, wow.
Like each section is dodging a bullet. Like this one jumped straight from 1932 to 1963.
Yeah, there's just no history happened here during not. It's not just one world war, during two world wars.
Yeah, it was always just a lovely place. Why do you ask?
I learned two things while reading this article. One, that Casanova was a real person. I thought he was a fictional character. And that he visited the Schloss Theater.
All right, well, shit. I think we've got the basics for this.
Yeah.
Are we all ready?
Do it.
All right. That's doable. All right. So, yeah. 15 minutes and a go.
Do you want to formally talk in this segment?
Oh, yeah, fuck. I guess we should actually be kind of professional about this. Pot of Wonder.
Seaside theme park, Ludwigsburg Palace, the Versailles of Swabia.
Bam. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say this place is called Ludwigsburg, just for the sake of simplicity.
Yeah.
Who in the animal world built this palace? Like, or what was the inspiration for it? Like, what is this? Is this the real palace, or is this some sort of like theme park recreation of a known place in in another land?
Going off the fact that this place has four wings, maybe it's in honor of like a bird monarch of the past. Or this used to be the bird monarch's palace, but the People's Revolution overthrew him and turned his private fantasy land into a public play place.
I love that, and that's all we need to talk about, the revolution in those very, very dark years for our otherwise cheery animal kingdom.
It was very nonviolent. Wink.
It happened between the years of 1933 and 1945.
You do not need to ask questions about it.
I feel like the bird's name was Ludwig, just because that's a traditional name. I mean, that's in the name, Ludwigsburg. Uh-huh. But it's also like the most German royalty name ever. I'm going to say he was an eagle. That still feels right.
Yeah.
Mm. Not a bald eagle, but one of those angry looking German ones.
From looking at this article, there's a clear kind of like respect for history and preservation. So like in our world, the people Like they still treated everything with like respect. It was just the kind of monarchy and excess they had a disagreement with. They're happy to dress up as nobles themselves, but they don't like it just being a select few who are able to do that.
I'm thinking maybe they use like that's a lot of house for one person. Maybe they took on a whole wing as employee dormitories, and it's not just, you know, a bunch of bunk beds in a room. Like I'm thinking maybe each of them has like a 1 to 2 bedroom apartment that they could comfortably live in with family potentially.
It's like a celebration, the city made up of Disney employees.
But not as restrictive. The employees are treated well, given dormitories. If they want them, it's a total freedom to do what you want. Because that's the vibe of this season.
Yeah. So we know the general gist of the thing, like being fancy nobles for a day. But what are some specific activities that go on at this park?
I was thinking about that. But I think maybe to kind of dig into that question, we could kind of maybe answer like... Because a big theme of these kinds of palaces are just big ass rooms. Like we realized, there's maybe a couple theaters here and a chapel. And I'm pretty sure going to church would be a really boring theme park activity. But I can only imagine they've kind of got a similar structure to it, where this room or this wing is dedicated to this one sort of thing. So maybe what kind of themes are there in the parts of the house? I mean, they had one wing, their first and third floor were the museum. What kind of locations are there on these grounds?
I think the Schloss favorite, the hunting lodge, could be kind of a spot for like games of chance and skill.
It's I don't want to call it a gambling parlor, because it's not necessarily gambling. Not that there's anything wrong with placing a couple bets and everything. I don't want to cast moral aspersions to that, but For the sake of wholesomeness, it's kind of like, you want to play a fun, friendly game of poker, but in sort of this kind of dark wood sort of fancy environment, then yes, here you go.
God, what would a hunting lodge equivalent even be in this world of talking animals?
I think a lot of the aesthetics of it, like, again, that, like dark wood, fancy crystal glasses, high back chairs.
Maybe sort of more like a parlor type atmosphere then, where like can like sit around with your snifter of brandy and share stories.
But
there are like absolutely historical reenactor characters, like colonial Williamsburg style. I am the Duke of Brandenburg. Here is my family's history.
But this is also definitely the kids free area. Like I'm kind of imagining like a resort vibe where there's some, you know, depending on your wristband, you can get into different parts of the park. And if you want to get into the no goddamn kids are here because we all want to get drunk without kids, part of the park, you can do that. And this is definitely that part.
Yeah.
And now I'm imagining like a really old kind of, but still cute mouse just stumbling around drunk out of some giant wooden double doors because he remembered he left his kids in the play area.
If you don't come to pick up your kids at the end of the day, you get put in the stocks.
They do throw tomatoes at you, tomatoes and cabbage. But that's as cruel as they get. Oh my god, I do like that as some sort of like punishment if you misbehave at the park. What other areas are there? Because they mentioned like fancy ass gardens in the article.
Yeah, and that could be just like some of the various gardens around Philly where, you know, they keep and tend exotic plants.
Yes. Oh, I'm imagining all the gardeners are butterflies.
Ooh.
You see, if like from a distance, you see a bunch of giant butterflies flapping around, but you realize they all have like cute overalls and little hedge trimmers, and they're all fluttering around to different trees and bushes. They're little caterpillars working the bushes and shrubs.
Yeah, it's the one exception to the no monarchs rule.
There's a deeper history involving the monarch butterflies and their ties to the eagle monarchy, but that's something for that'll be a 16-part series.
Yeah,
told with a much more serious and dry tone.
Yeah, Percy could spend an entire day with that series.
Let's see. There's a giant garden tended by butterflies. There's the fancy room. What kind of kids activities are there then? Like, if this is kind of a big fancy kind of recreation thing, maybe some sort of like World's Fair Victorian era sort of.
Yeah, definitely. Like some weird, like cool Ferris wheels that are like wheels on wheels on wheels.
Teacup rides.
Yes, the fanciest teacups. A giant indoor swimming pool, but it's got like just giant ornate columns. There are things painted on the walls, like of myth and legend.
The actual Ludwig's Palace has the Kinderreich, which is a children's kingdom, an interactive museum that educates about the life at court. Oh. And it has a lot of pieces from the theater, like oil lamps and like stage props and stuff.
Holy shit. They are definitely some animatronic Chuck E. Cheese things going on, even though they don't need to because, you know, it's a world of talking animals just for irony's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Animatronic people with terrifying things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the wigs on the people or the living actors. Great. They keep them up. No, these are the same wigs they've been using for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
The robots are all jerky. One of them is just slumped over. The light in its eyes just kind of dead. It's a little terrifying to go in. Doesn't get as attended as much.
The kids love it, though.
Well, it's become more of a thing maybe for the teenagers to hang out at, just so they can laugh at it. But also it reminds them of a purer time in childhood. Get into a dark place here. Well, we've touched on them being at like kind of a beach town. I imagine maybe like the Ferris wheels kind of touch on some sort of like little pier, like little arcade type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably along with like your other typical like theme park attractions, like restaurants and shops.
The pier is called the Alter Hauptbau.
Oh.
Bringing it back to the article for myself.
The Festinbau has a fashion museum, seven hearts, a bakery, a butcher shop, several pantries, and that's all on the first floor.
Ooh.
Yeah, so the first floor is probably like the shopping district.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's like, to bring it back to Philly, a little bit of Reading Terminal Market.
There's a lot of like mythological artwork too. There's like statues of Apollo and Hercules and a Sphinx.
It's Porcules. Hercules is definitely a pig.
Porcules, yes.
A super ripped pig.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, let's just do a whole season on Porcules, just scrap what we've got so far. the 12 Trials of Porcules.
Oh my god.
Ooh, okay, so there's like the giant courtyard area where they do concerts and stuff. I think that's just kind of a giant raging, like, stereotypical to the point where it might almost be offensive to German people. Kind of Oktoberfest deal going on. Lots of lederhosen and dirndls.
During the daytime, it's probably a lot of like piano recitals and string quartets. But when the sun goes down, they break out the beer and the giant horns.
Oh yeah, the giant barrels. Oh, they're drinking it.
Yes, definitely.
They're drinking it out of boots. Which is weird because they don't necessarily all have people feet, but yes, they're drinking out of glass boots. I'm thinking anything that could come to mind when you say Oktoberfest is happening in this courtyard during the nighttime portion. But you're right, kind of a smaller, cozy concert area. I think maybe there are puppet shows for the kids in like the noon. That's like the hungover parents hour.
Yeah, like, more than a theme park, this is striking me as like a high-end Renaissance fair.
Ooh, yes, I'm into that.
Yeah, it's like the experiences and the shows instead of like ride.
I can work with that a little better, yeah.
We've got this whole all-encompassing experience, which I imagine is kind of a little pricier and more of a time commitment too. Danny, I think you mentioned like kind of a Renaissance medieval times, or like a fancy German version of medieval times. What if there is kind of like a restaurant near the main palace that, you know, if you're staying at the resort, you know, the meals kind of comped there, but it also draws in roadside tourists.
Yeah.
And there's some sort of giant, maybe this is what they've reduced the quote unquote revolution to is it's the timer went off. They recreate the revolution at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like being a producer person. I've got,
okay.
I've, lightly got an idea about what my character will be. It's not so lightly based on Flick from Animal Crossing. What should my name be?
Ooh.
McCool Colored Blizzard.
Pot of Wonder Tradition. Pull a name from the article. Philippe. That's French. Giacomo. That does not sound German either. Gigantomachy.
Maybe not.
Scagliola.
Where are you taking these names from?
This is in the North Wing.
Oh, from the article.
Yeah, the Gigantomachy is the war between the Olympian gods and the giants.
Right, yeah. As opposed to the Titanomachy.
Scagliola is a type of plaster.
Yeah, my name's Stucco.
Stucco. I like it. That's a good name.
There's ASMR channels on YouTube for this.
Wow, that was a sentence to commit on. There are channels on YouTube for this. Go on. I don't know what this is.
What do you mean, Eddie?
All right. So who am I? Why am I here?
Your rambles.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We're not doing the typical thing. Okay.
This is Percy. We're here with our producer. Go ahead and say hi.
Hi, I'm Stucco.
Our producer Stucco. With our audio diary, a review of Ludwigsburg by Rambles.
Oh, I was supposed to review the whole palace.
Did you not go to every?
So I wanted to. I really did. I could maybe talk about the different bars they've got in this place extensively. But maybe if we want to narrow in on a wing, I could probably maybe put together parts of the night from that wing.
We can maybe just ask some general questions.
Yeah, maybe things will come to me. I listen. I made a lot of friends, a lot of great connections. What All you right. got? What do we need to know?
I guess first thing. What about the room accommodations? Yeah, we stayed here overnight. What's how the room's like?
I don't know what they put in those mattresses, but I've never slept that great. Now, I say that knowing that I woke up in the bed, but I'm pretty sure based on some other evidence that I didn't start there. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, waking up there, mm-hmm. fantastic experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like a cloud.
So what are you wearing for this occasion?
Oh, well, I wanted to wear my own clothes because that's what I'm comfortable in, but for the interest of the travelogue and at the behest of our producers, I did wear the traditional leather pants, as I think they're called. I got to tell you, it was a little weird at first. I'm not used to things that form fitting. Doing that much walking around the grounds, I adapted to these quickly. I think I got to get me a couple pair. They are majestic. Look at my haunches.
Mm.
Look at this. Look at me do these squats.
It's very strange that you're able to do squats when you're a cat.
I regret it immediately. All right. What you got next?
Sounds like it might not be the best question, but what's some of the best food and drinks you've had here?
I had a very excellent cheeseburger. I think I did find some lettuce on my jacket that looked like it had some mustard on it.
But Rambles, how would you rate the entertainment?
Oh, wow. Are we talking the people watching or the live traditional band that was playing in the courtyard? Regardless, both were 12 out of 10. The people are a hoot. They're coming from all over the place. I have met people from countries I didn't know existed.
So you're rating your fellow mm-hmm. park goers, though. What about the staff?
Oh, the staff is professional. They knew how to very gingerly escort me back up to my room, so I'm told.
Any final thoughts? Any must-sees?
Wow, okay, that timer kept doing that thing. Must-see. The tennis courts at 2 in the morning with a bunch of people who have been your best friends for 6 hours. Amazing experience. Especially because the security guard can't run as fast as you are, and it's really funny to watch him try. Yeah, and I I'll meet you guys at the car.
We're going to have to get that car cleaned again.
We can't keep getting it cleaned.
I told you I'd pay for it.
We're not allowed to let you pay for it. Employment laws.
He's getting coffee. I didn't want to say Rambles is, you know, vomiting his brains out because that feels it violates the mission. The same way that they drank a lot of tea on Tenchi Muyo and those Adult Swim dubs.
He's just swaying and gulping for air because he really needs his coffee.
Wow, and he keeps dipping his head below the frame, but he looks awfully pixel. The whole, it's almost just somebody zoomed in on something that wasn't meant to be zoomed in on, you know, and it's just kind of cropping something out of the way. But, you know, it got the right sounds of him sipping sound like they were recording on a phone. I'm liking the idea that there is an edited and unedited version of this documentary.
Yeah, there's a behind-the-scenes documentary being made simultaneously.
Oh my God.
Not family-friendly.
I feel like that's an epilogue episode we need at some point. Just the 5 years later, where are they now?
This has been Pod of Wonder. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pod of Wonder. I'm Danny. You can find me on Twitter at DannyPlaysRPGs. And you can find the games I make at DannyMakesRPGs.itch.io.
I'm Morgan. You can find me on Twitter at OwlBurning and on Instagram at MorganTheFay.
And I'm Eddie. You can find me on Instagram at MonstersByEd. You can find the games I make at Strange But True Games. Look for the Flying Butt logo.
Our opening theme is Opening, and our closing theme is Glue Glue, both by Komiku.
So the Jesus of this world is definitely a sloth. I'm pretty sure it's a sloth.
Ooh, that's good.
Because those big arms outreached, and also a sloth walking for 40 days is a lot funnier than literally any other animal walking for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
He moved a whole mile.
Just the other side of town. Eat of the mold that grows on my back.
This needs to be its own separate episode. Maybe at the very end of the game episode. Eat of the mold that is... Oh, wow, that worked out better than I thought it would. The whole communion aspect. Yeah. It's kale. They hand out kale at the end of every mass.
Yeah.
It'd be really... Because, you know, it used to be an all-sloth priesthood. And they could actually give up the mold on their back, but... You know, government regulations and all that. So
yeah, unsanitary.
And opening it up. I mean, there's still Orthodox slothdom where sloth. Okay, get too much into it.
There's a reformed sect that just has like green capes made out of like spinach. It's what the green symbolizes that's important.
Oh my God,
sloth, slothesus,
Slothimus Prime.
Slothimus Prime.
All hail Slothimus.
Still voiced by Orson Welles.
Until like the last quarter of it, and then it's Leonard Nimoy. But now that we can't get either of them, we're kind of SOL there.
Yeah.
There'll be context later.
Yep.
Pot of Wonder.
Yeah. While you're away, we created a religion.
That will be integral to the plot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was integral to the revolution, so...